fun, wonderful Board of Public Works and Safety.
Make sure I got the right audio. Yep, picking it up.
Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod, absent. Crowder.
Present.
So this is the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting. Minutes are the first thing on our agenda here. Are there any changes or corrections?
I do not.
I sent one over to you, Rosie, was Carmen's name. But besides that, I didn't find anything else. So I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the Burgess and Nyepel groundwater agreement. Chip.
I need to pull that up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I pulled up everything else.
I think
this is just the standard
the annual
every
standard
year.
Agreement.
Yes.
So as you know,
year.
Well, I know you've been around enough to know this, but for the public, we have an agreement with Burgess and Nyepel, which is an engineering firm, and they basically do the groundwater monitoring for the
yes.
former Wayne Waste Reclamation and Recycling Facility, or Wayne Reclamation Recycling Facility. They've done that for us for a long time now, and they provide the service at, I think, a pretty reasonable cost. So I think there was a not to exceed...
$13,000.
Was it 15?
13.
13, I'm sorry.
$13,300.
Okay.
It went up $800.
$800, gotcha. And I think that's been pretty consistent across the board, too.
Yeah.
So, Chip, you have no concerns with this?
No concerns
okay.
at all.
Okay, Walt?
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the proposal number 23-1017 with Wayne, with Burgess and Nyepel for the Wayne Reclamation and Recycling Facility as presented with a lump sum amount of $13,300.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ANZ Engineering Agreement for Westgate Road Improvements. Do you
want to table it?
Marcia, do you want me to move that to the end?
Just at the end of the
okay.
meeting.
Yeah, we'll move to the
okay.
meeting. Okay. And I'll also move downtown revite plan down there, too. So we'll move, if you're okay with that, Rosie, we'll move to the utility improvement in the right-of-way for 102 East Chicago Street. You see that, Walt?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to get down to it real quick here.
Excuse me.
Looks like it is page 35 of the packet. So it's going to be a long way down there. See page 7 here, page 8 up top. Yeah. Page 35 is the start of it. And this is by CenturyLink. That's their current name on the spec sheet. And that is to place new fiber, almost there.
Yep.
That is to place new fiber. And actually, I think the previous page, I told you wrong, the previous page, I think, actually was the actual request. Yeah.
34.
Oh, Brightspeed is on the application, but CenturyLink is on the sheet. Anyways, but this is to place new fiber to the speedway on East Chicago Street from basically just right down the road on South Whitley Street, 102 East Chicago. Any concerns from the department heads on this application? No? Okay. You have any concerns, Walt?
I do not. It looks like most of it's in the aerial type mm-hmm. of fiber, so.
Yep. That's what I see as well.
I'll second that.
Oh, okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the
All
application
right.
to approve the locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for Brightspeed.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is a permit to cut into curbs, streets, or alleys for 851 North Emancipation Court. This looks like they're putting in a gas service for with NIPSCO to is it a new home?
I believe they just built one out there.
I was going to say, I think that is a new home. Yeah, new gas service to the home, but still, yes. Okay. Any concerns from our department heads on this matter? Any concerns?
I do not.
Okay, do you want to make a motion?
Make a motion that we allow the curb cut for, let's see, this is for NIPSCO, for a 1-inch main at Anticipation Court, 851 North.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the permit to cut in curb streets or alleys for 1615 West Buddale Drive. This is also installation of gas service for, I believe, NIPSCO. I'm pretty confident this isn't a new home. So I'm assuming they were either all electric or something. So
yeah.
Any concerns from department heads regarding the Buddale Drive cut? No?
Get it done now. Before we redo the road.
Before we go and redo all of Westgate? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll make a motion we approve. I'm sorry, any issues?
Nope.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the permit to cut in curved streets or alleys for 1615 West Buddale Drive for gas service as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
Mayor, I had a question on the last utility request of yes. There was a highlighted, very last sentence, I believe it was highlighted, must be completed within 90 days unless approved by Board of Works. When does that time start ticking, I guess?
Oh, I think the time officially starts ticking now when we approve it.
Okay, today.
And then, yeah, because, but effectively, if anything's past 90 days, they have to come back for approval.
Okay.
So, yep, good question. I also, Rosie had sent us another one. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know, department heads, if you saw it, but for 239 West Longfellow Boulevard, this is for a 1-inch gas service for a new home there.
Yeah, Longfellow.
Yeah, on Longfellow.
Yeah.
Do you know about, I mean, you guys, have you seen this, first of all, and second of all, do you have any issues? It wasn't on the agenda. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I had seen it. Is that the one you showed me, Rosie?
Okay.
Yeah. I approve it.
Okay, but, you're good.
I think that form is old because I think we had a 45-day completion period.
Well, this one 90. Says 90.
Yeah, this one says 90.
I don't know why that keeps popping up. But,
yeah.
We changed that. I mean, three months, 90. If they cut the road or something, they should be getting it fixed.
You know, I was just thinking about this. It does say revised 4/15/15, and I think we've revised it since then, maybe.
Yeah, so
maybe
it's an old one. Have it on, so I don't know where they're getting these. This one's 4/15/15. This one doesn't have anything. I'll check on that and have Terry put it, the new form on the web.
Okay. I apologize, but we are, for some reason, that camera is having some challenges. I don't know why. So I'm going to try to do something about that really quick. Mm-hmm. Apologize, everybody. Do it a different way. Thanks, everybody, on social media for being patient with us. Try to do something a little different. Do it that way. Okay. Terry, if you'll add it to your list of things to check out that camera, I'll tell you what it's doing afterwards. But that camera, for some reason, it started flashing the rainbows.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it's a connection issue or what it is, but... Okay, any issues with this one? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve 239 West Longfellow Boulevard for permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for NIPSCO.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is an encroachment agreement. Did we ask Tiffany to be here for that encroachment agreement? Do you know? No, we did not?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Tiffany.
I'm sorry. This is the, I think that's that page. Yeah, Tiffany Burton.
Oh. That she was notified that it was going to be on tonight.
Okay.
They said if she had any concerns to get a hold of me, but she didn't say she'd be here.
Okay. Has everyone seen the encroachment agreement issue or the encroachment agreement? I think the only concern I had there was it appears to be there's a power box of some sort there, but I don't know that that's ours though.
No, I wouldn't believe
so. Because if it's over at
Archer Court,
I think that's REMC territory.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So I think that if you look at the way the flight pattern is, I think that they're going to be on the inside of that box.
Well, that's what I was trying. There's two lines there at the property,
mm-hmm.
as I see it.
There's a 10-foot.
It looks like there's a 10-foot, and then there's a something that's written as a 7-foot there. I wasn't 100% sure what that actually means, but I'm assuming the red line where are they putting a? I guess it's a fence, right?
Looks like it's going to do the backyard and along the side of the house.
6-foot privacy fence. And that looks like, yeah, it's the side of the house going and then it connecting in the back there to create a kind of a back area. But you don't think there's a concern with that? Okay.
The neighbors have one, so I would assume no.
Is that a big transformer, that electric box?
Yes.
Okay.
Which it would be REMC.
But it's REMC, so I think. So.
Okay.
And it looks like there's still a path that they can get back to there.
Yes.
Up here.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Any other concerns? I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement with for 846 South Archer Court with the caveat that obviously, as always, if our utilities need to get back there for some reason, we'll remove it as nicely as we can, but it'll be at the owner's expense to replace that.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, I believe I have EVOC, or Emergency Vehicle Operation Training, request from the Columbia City Police Department, Whitley County Sheriff's Department, South Whitley Police Department, and the Cherubusco Police Department. I'm guessing that our chief will be handling this request.
Yeah, looking to close down Tower View between State Road 205 and Short Street. We have spoke to all business owners out there and explained that this is on April 30th, which is a Sunday. If they need to get access in there, we'll have officers at each end of that closed down road that we can notify and let guys in if they have to get in there for emergency on-call stuff or even our guys. And I have spoke to Sean Lickey about the MSF as well. So, we're looking to close it from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., which will give us setup time and tear down time. And we have had conversations of making sure that they're driving reasonably, and we just want to do something different that sit out in the parking lot, driving in and out of cones. We want to use the curves and stuff for training.
Gotcha.
Good.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the fact that you guys have already went to the extent of talking to the businesses, and you're prepared there for people that are going to have to get in and get out and those kind of things. So. And I also appreciate the fact this will be a joint exercise among, you know, basically all of the police departments in Whitley County. So.
There's time here and then there's time here. So this is the correct time.
This is the closure and that's when they'll actually be doing the event. Yeah. So is the 2 hours between the closure time and the event start time, is that basically for setup and all
right.
that kind of stuff?
Okay. Yep.
You want to make a motion?
Make a motion that we grant the request of street closing for the emergency vehicle operation training dated April 30th. It will run from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Is that correct?
Right. That's when we'll have it closed
down.
Obviously, if we get it opened up before the 8, we'll obviously open the street back up.
Right.
I'll second. Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Let's see, make sure I've got everything here. Let's go to bills.
Okay.
Oh, are you going to do it? Oh, good job, Walt. Way to step in.
Teamwork. Rose is the leader.
Okay.
Accounts payable for March 28th of 2023 for $993,309.49.
48? Oh, that says 49. Our bills say 48.
Well, I just typed the wrong one.
Okay, 48. Can you amend to 48? 48 cents. Is that a motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
Okay, accounts payable of EFT. And I'm sorry, Rosie, what's that acronym?
That means that we don't write checks. We automatically
Direct deposit or transfer. Checks.
Yeah.
Okay. For $131,101.47.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
For our meter deposits, a total of $3,172.68.
A second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
Payroll for March the 10th, 2023, except for overtime, $246,275.99.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
And overtime for March 10th, 2023, $5,902.79.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Good?
Good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Let's see what else. What else we got here? Okay. Are you ready for ANZ?
My speed reading.
Nice. Appreciate that. Okay. We'll go back to the ANZ engineering agreement. As a reminder to the public, we have been kind of in working alongside ANZ engineering for the Westgate subdivision. And as I've mentioned in previous meetings, so that's at the very beginning of the thing. Actually, it starts on, looks like page 10. So we've been working with ANZ on the Westgate subdivision. They completed phase one of that last year in 2022. And so we have two more phases, I think we decided.
Hopefully
two more phases for the rest of Westgate. Originally, we were looking at three or four additional phases, and with the idea of having a new stormwater line basically from Westgate down to Phillips Ditch along Van Buren Street, and the total project estimate was somewhere around $11 million, which is just not something we can handle. So we went back to the drawing board to really look at some additional ways in which we can address the stormwater issues, still improve the roads and widen the roads, put in the curbs and the sidewalks, and really make that subdivision really what it should have been when it was annexed into the city. So 30 years later, here we're going to try to make this right. So with that, we have asked ANZ to put together a contract to do the engineering for those, phase two. Well, it says phase two, but effectively it's to hopefully finish off Westgate. And then the goal, obviously, is to apply for one of those remaining phases in next year's community crossings. So we'll apply in summer of this year, or summer or fall, I guess, right, Kelly? This year for next year's construction season. With community crossings, we can potentially get up to $1 million in that with our match of 300 and some thousand. So those are kind of the numbers. We don't know what the actual numbers of construction will be, but we're working with ANZ to kind of get those pieces in place. So, Chip, have I stole your thunder?
No.
So that's for phase two.
Phase two and possibly phase three.
Yeah.
They'll give us a 50% set of plans, and then a minor additional cost to get it to bid out in late summer, early fall. And then this will get us ready to bid, though.
For this, Beatty Crossings.
The $106,300 will get us ready to bid. And then when bids, if we award Community Crossings, then we'll have to pay a little more to get, you know, a full set of plans. And then the exact same thing for phase three.
So when we get that opportunity, the actual dirt moving and construction wouldn't start till
next year.
Next year. 24.
Yeah, so we apply in the second round of Community Crossings in 23 for construction year 24. And then, of course, our hope would be if it's two more phases, if we can fit it in and figure out a way to do it, our hope would be we apply for phase three in 24 and construction 25. So we have two phases back-to-back years in Westgate to get that subdivision completed. Maybe other thing I'll mention is, so it's $106,000, I think, and some change. And what I think is important to know about that is because our street bids came in at kind of half of what we expected it to, we have that available money, and Rosie's done a lot of work to figure out kind of what in the NVH restricted account we can actually utilize it for, and she believes we can actually use it for the engineering of this project. So with that being said, we effectively have that money in hand right now. So we don't have to beg, borrow, and take from other accounts and really kind of do that kind of thing. So, Marcia, I saw that you have your pen out and stuff, so you have some changes or thoughts?
No, I don't have any changes. Okay. Just two little things. Appendix A, obviously, I have no idea, so hopefully you all have reviewed the services to be provided.
Oh, yeah.
So I would have no idea.
You have Appendix A, though, right?
I've got it. Okay. I wouldn't know what was discussed.
Gotcha. Yes.
And then the only other thing was, just for Rosie's sake, is the thought that each of those payments would be paid as completed, or are you paying all that up front, or when the whole project is complete?
Whenever they submit a bill.
They'll give a progress report, and then Chip checks it over to make sure they've done what they say they've done, and then he submits that for payment. So
perfect.
It's a process.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't have anything else.
Yep. How will we communicate this to phase two?
Good question. Okay. So we do have a Westgate Facebook account that it was interesting. One of our constituents out there noticed that this was on the agenda for tonight and actually had reached out and said, hey, is this for the next couple of phases? And I said, yes. And so I kind of explained what we're doing with this. And then just said that, you know, once we kind of get to that 50% threshold, we'll be able to actually have another community meeting with the individuals of Westgate to say, okay, here's kind of our plan. Here's exactly what we're planning to do. Here's what we're going to be applying for. Here's the timeline. So, and I didn't get any response back, so I'm assuming that means they're happy with that. That's kind of the communication mechanism that will be. Now, keep in mind, here's the other thing is that when we were originally having our meetings, you know, we had told them this is going to be over multiple years, so this isn't going to be a boom, 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 boom kind of a thing. But I think if we can figure out a way to go back-to-back years and get it done in 24, 25, I think everybody will be happy. And, I mean, construction is always challenging. But everyone will be happy that the completion is done and that we're ready to move forward. Fingers crossed we can get that done.
Right.
Okay. So, that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Great. Chip, you have anything else on this matter? Anybody else want to say anything?
Well, do you want to go with the green infrastructure?
So that's good. Thanks for bringing that up. So, one of the things that we're having them really look into is the opportunity to potentially utilize green infrastructure out there, where, especially for stormwater purposes, because as we know, the stormwater in that area, there is a very large swath of area that all drains through Westgate, goes into a, 8-inch tile? Is that right, Mike?
Yes.
An 8-inch tile that then effectively runs into whatever ditches back there by the railroad track. On the other side of the railroad track. So there's a couple of mechanisms we can work through that, not to get too much into detail, but one of the things is there is maybe some farmers in that area that we still may be able to work something out. It's going to be a challenge. That's one of the mechanisms. One of the other mechanisms we're looking at is some green infrastructure where we can put it in and basically it percolates down into the ground. Again, you have to have the right ground composition for that. Clay obviously doesn't percolate, so we got to work through some of those components. But there may also be an opportunity where, you know, we kind of basically put a deep pipe, if you will, that does end up percolating if we get underneath that clay cap. So there's lots of things we're looking at as best practices for that, understanding we still have challenges. We can't really pump much more. I'm getting way too deep in detail, but we really can't pump much more water through that 8-inch tile. Mike reminded me of that 3 times this morning. So I just say that to say I think we have to look outside the box of how we fix this. And frankly, I don't know that any of us believe we can spend $11 million to get that water down to Phillips Ditch. So we're trying to figure out those alternative ways to get addressed. That's a long answer to a short question, but yes. We're really looking at that green infrastructure as an opportunity. So do you want to get me on any more diatribe?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions I can help with? Okay. With that, I will make a motion that we approve the consulting engineering agreement with ANZ in a not to exceed amount of $106,300 for, I'm trying to get to a project number. Is there a project number on this, Chip? Do you see? I'll just say for the Westgate Phase 2 project. I don't have an actual project number. I'm sure we'll get that once they start doing progress reports. So
I'll second that.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the downtown study. Chip.
Yes, so this is a HWC. We did a selection committee of a group of individuals downtown, or not a couple downtown, a couple outside downtown, to select the committee to do the planning. From there, hopefully we approve this. It's $48,500, and then we would select a steering committee with hopefully get somebody in this possibly room to be part of the steering committee to select what we are going to do downtown. So this is just the study of what we want to do downtown for $48,500, which we were pulling from ARPA funds, I believe.
Yes, this was set aside in the ARPA plan. I want to make sure, because I see Rosie leafing through this, the architecture trio, that
was
an add-on, that is not what we're approving tonight. So the
yes.
next piece, which is it starts with Appendix A, services by HWC, that is the actual contract, if you will. That is the
Correct.
Agreement that we're working in.
And we could not find the signage page.
Yeah, there's no place
to sign. Oh, really? Okay.
But I can get that. I can get that ready.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I guess I would go to our city attorney to see if you'd like to have the full package, if you want us to delay this for a week, or if there's...
Well, not only that. Okay, yeah. So I get you're not dealing with our trio tonight. Now
yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But it is included in the fee schedule. So...
It was an option, the $19,500, right?
As
correct.
$800.
Yeah,
okay. But it's on there. I'm just saying that... I just want to make sure that by approving this, you're not
sure.
also approving that by way of having it in there.
Yeah, I think my motion would be, if we want to move forward tonight, my motion would be to approve the $48,500 lump sum fee and to exclude the other two portions of that. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the only thing, again, hopefully you all have looked at the scope of work, because
yes.
I don't know what you all agreed mm-hmm. to.
Yes. We actually have massaged the scope of work a little bit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the original, and I thought maybe I didn't send. There is no signage page,
okay.
but I will get one from Catherine Bucket.
Okay. Well, while I would love to approve this tonight, I want to make sure we have the full packet.
Okay.
I just don't feel right approving it without knowing what's on that last page. That, and again, it's probably just a signature page that it doesn't matter, but I want to make sure we have the full package, and we want to make sure everything's in line. So.
And if we're not going to approve it, when they send it, maybe they could take those additional services off.
Yeah. I guess I maybe. I was going to say. Because I think either way I'm going to end up saying that we're just approving this part, not that part. But yes. So Chip, if you will get the full package, and then we'll put it on the next agenda, please. Can we table Four, okay. So we're going to table the downtown plan contract till the next meeting, and we'll have the full package at that point. I don't know how that happened, but it is what it is. So, okay. Is that it, Chip?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
She wanted me to do my report.
Is there anything else that we need to do? Rosie, you have anything else that you have added that we don't? Okay. Okay, so yes, Chip, you can do your report.
So those two things. I met today with ERI. We're 30% complete on the trail. We had some setbacks. Surveying was not done fully, which we're hoping. So I was hoping to have that contract. I'll have that contract to you for the next Board of Works with Engineering Resources Incorporated. FYI, plans went out yesterday for Eagle Park, so bidding, we'll receive bids April 17th on that. And other than that, I have nothing.
Okay. Questions of Chip?
On when it goes out for bid, we've already identified what we want to do on that particular phase, right?
Correct.
It's already been pre-designed?
So one of the bids, it's going out for two different bids. One of the bids is a skate park, and one of the bids is paving, pickleball court, sidewalks, lights, that structure. But one of the bids, because it's specific bid for skate park, so that is going out as one bid, and then the rest will go out. Have went out as another bid.
Have you been contacted from a resident about the pickleball location, an alternative location or an additional location?
No, I have not.
Okay, I'll catch you after the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, and again, I don't know what the context of that is, but I'll say, you know, I don't know that we have any plans right now to get rid of the current pickleball courts. These would be additional pickleball courts. But in any case, I'll let you guys chat and stuff, but I want to make sure that's clear to the public is we're not, at least at this moment, our plan is not to take away the current pickleball court.
No.
It's to add additional courts because we know there's a need out there because there's always a waiting line anytime it's nice outside. So.
Well, and thank you for clarifying that. This would be additional above before.
Yes. After completion, we will have 7 pickleball courts.
Yes.
After this phase one of 1A of
Well, the
Eagle
4
Park.
At the Aquatic Center and then the 3 that's over by the former concession stand bathroom building on the football field.
Old there's football. Additional that they would like to at least throw it out there to you. And I told them to get a hold of you.
More Thank on top you. Of the 7 we're going to have?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Best of luck to them.
Cool. Chip, you got anything else?
No, I have nothing else.
Okay. Mike?
Let's see. CSO project at the Green Plant has started. They set their box yesterday. Splash pad application is completed, and I emailed that today. Tomorrow I will actually send the fee and the address labels in for that. We started our UV system this week and doing laboratory testing to make sure we'll be in line and everything will be in order on April 1st. The Steel Dynamics force main, all the air release valves and force main has been cleaned for the first quarter. And I've got a telephone conversation I got to have with Donahue tomorrow morning on the force main project.
Okay.
So that's
Questions?
All I have for right now.
Thank you, Mike. Terry?
Waiting on quotes to extend the fiber network from the water department to the new park office and also Eagle Park. So we can get an idea of what it's going to cost to get that moved up to those two new locations. And other than that, we're just trying to update some Windows 10 computers to Windows 11 so we don't have to buy some new ones.
Questions?
I do not.
Thank you. Gary?
Well, first of all, I want to start off with a little testament about our drone program. Mm-hmm. I got a big wow moment that I'd like to share. We had we've caught a few people with the drone. That like suspects that ran from cars or trying to hide or whatever, but a true testament of how important this tool is, we located an autistic juvenile that was missing for about 2 hours. They called us about 45 minutes into it. We were driving up and down streets, alleys, searching for this juvenile and was having no luck. Got the drone up in the air, looked through the woods over by DeVol Field, back behind the trailer factory there, looking all over in that area. ended up locating her about two blocks from her house, laying in the backyard of a resident that was, and she was just laying there. It was 39 degrees. She had shorts on and a t-shirt. So drone pilot Officer Brannicky was able to direct us right to her and got the help she needed, and everything turned out great. So that's a true testament of how important that tool is to our department.
It's great.
Gary, that was with the assistance of night vision, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was,
so I'm just saying,
located about 10 o'clock at night.
Also yeah. helped. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
both
it was,
night vision and heat signal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It was dark out, so we would have. It was a struggle trying to find her.
Yeah.
Officer, we've hired two officers, Officer Conejo, Justin Conejo, and Ryan Bogner. Conejo will start on April 22nd, and Bogner will start, go to the Public Safety Medical for PERF on April 3rd. We've opened up another process, which is closed since then. We've got like 22 applicants with three laterals in that. Road guys are really stepping up right now and helping out covering shifts, which is super important because we got to have coverage 24/7, so that's helping out a lot. Officer Campbell, Officer Thomas have completed 12 weeks at the academy and have 4 weeks to go, so we're into their fourth week. So looking good for those guys getting back soon. Looking forward to that.
And, Gary, they do FTO before they go?
Yeah,
right?
They start FTO.
Okay.
And just depends on when the academy course
yeah.
opens, if they complete it or not. These guys have completed it. So.
Okay. So I guess my question is, when they get back from the academy, how long until they go? They're in the solo phase?
Well, they're actually in the solo phase
okay.
before they left, but we'll probably, usually when they go to the academy and
yep.
they've just completed the solo phase,
yep.
we'll stick them in a car
okay.
or somebody with them for about
yeah.
a week or two and see where they're at and
gotcha.
Make sure that they're
good.
Still good,
good
to go. So,
mm-hmm.
Dispatch received 28 applications, and they have five with prior experience, and we've got dispatchers signing up for trainings at, outside the department, so I'm excited to see that and
mm-hmm.
see what they bring back to the department.
Great. Questions?
No.
Thank you. Mike?
Right now, the department's working on quite a few drainage problems. Also, we ordered a new PLC for the water plant. What that does, controls turning on the wells, high service pumps, chlorine pumps, and everything, turn them off and that.
Great. Questions? Thank you. Mike, remind me, I know this is something we've talked a little bit about, but I did have a constituent ask me about the media in the filters, and I know we kind of had a plan of action, but can you remind me what that is?
Yeah, we're planning on rebuilding them.
That's what I thought.
Year.
Is it next year?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
We did have had the media checked, and it
yeah.
is getting to its end of
yeah.
life.
Well, so the individual, and I don't even remember who it was, but the individual had thought that they had heard that it had been, effectively, the media had been bad for many years now. And I
no.
reassured them, no, it's actually not necessarily bad at this moment, but it is reaching its end of life, and we are
yeah.
going to adjust that next year, take care of it next year, just from a financial standpoint. But I wanted to make sure that I was relaying the right information, but
right.
it's passed multiple tests. Just this is the first year where they said, okay, you need to have a plan to replace this.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Question?
No.
Okay. Kelly?
We have had the televising truck and the VAC truck in the Columbia Shores area. Our goal this year was to televise the whole sewer system in that area and clean as needed. So those two pieces of equipment have been working together. We've had a crew in there. We've been finding, you know, that's clay tile that's in there that's probably put in the 50s. And there's some root issues. Some of it broke down, and we need to go and do some point repairs on some spots. And then just the challenge of running the root cutter through and trying to clean things up and back things out. So hopefully, we're over half probably done with that right now, and going to continue working on that. And we pulled the camera off of that area to go over to Van Buren Street. Mike had an issue with a storm line drain, so we just televising that for him, got the camera stuck in it, and had to cut a section of the sidewalk out, dig the pipe up and get the camera out. Mm-hmm. So now we got a sidewalk to repair. Yep. But it's part of it.
Yep.
It happens.
Yep. Questions of Kelly?
No.
Thank you, Kelly. Tom?
I can assure you I have got nothing stuck in a sewer. Just a couple of things. We had a little bit of a controversy in the firehouse this past week. Kyle Francis was driving 109 and noticed there was some front-end damage. Of course, nobody knew how it happened. And I'm sitting there going, okay, guys, somebody knows how it happened. Well, one of our young guys actually put two and two together and went, I think that's where, because we had we had the van getting repaired for brakes. Somebody parked 109 in the back bay, and somebody took off in 105, and the plyma vent, the exhaust system, came swung back and smacked it, and that's how we got the damage. So there was not a wreck, and it was mystery solved.
To be clear, when you say it swung back, can you explain what piece of machinery you're talking about?
It is a exhaust system removal or exhaust removal system, and it's got a hose that suspends from the roof from the ceiling. And it stays attached to the truck until it gets to a certain point. Well, then it releases an air pressure boot that goes on the exhaust system of the vehicle. So that must have swung out pretty far and then came back and smacked the front of 109 that is typically not
there.
And it lines right up. So it was mystery solved on how we got the damage on the front of that vehicle.
Gotcha.
So I feel a lot better about that because my guys are really good about telling us when we have damage or something broken, and we couldn't figure this one out. got a couple of things, big things on the ticket for tonight. Kyle Walters turned in his letter of intent to resign. He wants to pursue his own endeavors and entrepreneurship, and I don't hold anything against him. I think if that's where people are drawn, they need to do so. So. With that, I would ask the Board of Works for permission to start taking applications for a hiring process. I would like to do like we did the last time and look at a lateral process first. And then if that gets us nowhere, then move on to a full-blown hiring process.
Do you believe that there is a candidate pool out there in the lateral process that would, because again, I don't think we want you to be down a person for a long time. So my concern is just to make sure that we have a pool of lateral candidates potentially that would come into that, and we're not waiting for someone to hopefully jump in.
This particular time, I do believe that is the case.
Okay.
I've had several contacts, especially in the past year, of people interested in coming to our department from outside. So.
Sure.
I think if we open up this one, I think we'll find a viable candidate, or hopefully we'll find a viable candidate for that position.
So are you advertising, or is it by word of mouth at this point?
It would be an advertised.
If we give them the
that we're taking applications for lateral transfer. And then, like I said, if that doesn't work, I'd like to move, with Beth's help, move straight into a hiring process. But I think that we'll have quite a few applications coming in for a lateral.
Okay. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I think you have to go ahead to move forward in the application process.
Thank you. And then last but not least, it's to nobody's surprise, I'm asking permission to send out for quotes for a fire truck.
The anticipation is that fire truck potentially could cost...
The truck itself...
All included.
All included. You're probably looking at somewhere around $1.1 million. That's equipment with rescue tools, the truck, fans, the whole kit and caboodle. I remind the Board of Works that 10 years ago on our last purchase, I think we were somewhere around six.
Yep.
That's the environment we're living in today. And this truck, with what we have in specs, basically mimics our existing truck. Mm-hmm.
And I think our plan from a financing mechanism is to do a lease structure, which is atypical from what we normally do, but because that price has grown so much, I really think we need to spread it out so it's budgetable. It's not something we're going to dip into, to bond for or dip into our savings for or anything like that. I think it's something we can spread out from a leasing structure. So,
I totally understand. you know, it's been 20-plus years, and it's not that the trucks wore out, but it's, again, they don't have so much life expectancy, and it's just time to start preparing.
What's the time frame?
We're still at over 500 days is what they're saying, and we're getting some word now that we're well over 2 years. So I just heard that today. So I found that to be interesting.
So it's going to be red?
What? They only make a few good trucks, and the rest of them they paint red.
You just need to park it outside.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm good to move forward in the kind of the bidding process to get that started, and I do think Rosie, I don't know where you come into play here when it comes to the leasing structure and stuff, but we need to make sure that whatever that process is, that we are ready to go. And I don't know how that works, but we need to because I think that's a whole nother.
Yeah.
That's another process where we have to go out for quotes on that as well. So, but I think if we know what the actual cost will be after we get those bids, then we can move forward with that other piece. But again, I'll let you two figure that part out. But
is that permission to pursue quotes for both equipment and truck then?
I would say it's full package. I don't know how you can get a truck and not equipment. But I guess my question would be is, it needs to be delivery all at the same time. I don't want a bay full of equipment, you know, 300 days before the truck comes in, too.
Come in loaded.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask that is because we also, Mike was telling me today, Mike McGregor is the one that does a lot of the footwork on this. He was telling me today that the equipment, they're expecting a pretty major increase in equipment before the first of this next year.
Sure.
So I don't, we can discuss that.
Yeah, I don't think we can do
that. I just don't know what to do on that.
I mean, that means two different leases. Unless it's probably going to mean two different leases anyway, because it's going to be two different companies.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple companies involved.
So, would we not go through the process where we effectively bid out the truck and everything loaded in it, not unlike... I don't know, when we go and bid out, let's say a new lift station. Like, we don't just do the concrete structure and then come back later and do the pipes later and then do the thing. It's a full encompass structure, is it not, Mike?
Correct, it's a full package.
So I'm just wondering, but that may not work with the fire trucks. I don't know. I guess I'm asking the question.
Right, and the reason I'm asking that is because, like, our rescue tools, trying to stay in line with what rescue tools we currently have so that we don't have a mixed breed of different types of rescue tools, those are the ones that are going to be the ones that have a pretty major price increase. We use Hamatro right now. Our whole setup is for Hamatro. So if we ended up with TNT rescue tools, they're not going to mix.
Yeah.
Can't you make that part of the bid package? They have to be.
Well, depending on what truck manufacturer we go to, they have specific salesmen that deal with those trucks, and they may not deal in those rescue tools.
Well, I guess, okay, so brass tacks here for me is number one, I doubt we have the money right now specifically to buy all those pieces of equipment. So I guess that's my first thing is I don't want to go and buy equipment that's going to sit in a bay for a year or whatever, waiting for a new truck to be delivered. So I struggle with the concept of we're going to go and just buy it now because there may be a price or there will be a price increase at a certain period of time. At the end of the day, I think we have to do a full package, and once that package is delivered, it includes everything. So I don't know if that answers your question. I don't know how you feel, Walt, but I just, you know, from a financial perspective, if we, you know, let's say it's $150,000 or $200,000 in equipment that would be on that truck, I mean, you know as well as I do, we don't have $200,000 just laying around waiting to be spent on that. So, to me, I think it has to be an all-encompassing package that when it's delivered, and whether or not they have that, I think that's part of the bidding process. Part of the bidding process is that we have, you know, Hamatro or whatever you said, and I don't know if that's like chainsaws or I don't know what that is.
That's the jaws of life.
Jaws of life, those kind of
all
things.
That stuff.
But I guess my point is that's a part of the bidding process where you're saying we do want this kind of equipment, but as for the truck and the chassis and all those kind of things, that's how you bid it as a total package.
I think if the salesman knows that he has an opportunity to win the bid of the truck, he'll find a partner to provide the accessories. And again, this is going to be a transition. You know, it may be that we have to do something temporarily for 60 days or whatever. I mean, the equipment that we have today is still usable. 2 years from now, who knows? But I'm just saying, there's a point in time you just got to use what's available until we can get the package until it's delivered, loaded. So.
Yeah. And it would have to be sealed bids. It can't just get a quote.
Right.
So, I mean, if you look at the critical pieces that you need, you know, in regards to the package, you know, because maybe there's just something you focus on that you can, I don't know what your rainy day fund is anymore, but will it buy a Hamaco or would it, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know what's in there.
Well, we spent a lot of it on new air packs a couple of years ago, if you'll remember. But
yeah.
But I mean, in principle, I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, I do think it needs to be a full package.
Okay.
And just from a financial standpoint, I think, to Rosie's point, I think we want to do one lease, not 25 leases or whatever that is. I think that makes the most sense. So does that give you enough guidance and of where to go with
yes.
it? So,
okay. Yes. Okay. The only reason we had broken apart is going direct to dealers. We could thought we could get a better deal that way. But I get the fact, too, that if you're going to have to put it on one
yeah.
loan.
Well, like I said earlier, if we get these pieces in 6 months, and we get these more pieces in 9 months, and these pieces in 15 months, you're going to have pieces all over the place that have no home until that truck comes in, which could be, like you said, 2 years.
Right.
I mean, that's a long time. So, okay, so I think you have permission to move forward with getting bids as an all-encompassing package, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you, but okay.
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 Thank you.
Yes. Okay, anything else?
No.
Marcia, Rosie, I mean, obviously, we've had a couple of weeks that have been really challenging, but I appreciate Chip's not here anymore because he went to a baseball softball meeting, but Chip is standing in as the interim park director right now. I anticipate that we'll probably, I'll probably have a hiring process, I'm going to guess sometime in mid-April. I'm working with Beth on making sure the job description is where it needs to be and all those kind of things. But that's kind of what I'm thinking, just for your FYI. And obviously, there's not a lot we can say until and unless the prosecutor decides what he wants to do after the state police investigation is completed. So again, I know you know all that stuff, but still, just for the public. So, Walt?
I have nothing.
Okay. Audience? Anything to say? Jackson, you got to come up and talk, buddy. Come on. You do.
Oh,
I'm going to make you come up and talk. Okay, so I need to introduce your name, the year, and then what we did, year of school, and then what we did at the last meeting.
My name is Jackson Shipman. It's 2023, and I'm here from Columbia City High School, and I'm a member of the Mayor's Youth Council. And then the last meeting, we have began working on making a presentation for the fifth graders at, I think it's Northern Heights and Quessy.
Sounds right, yes.
Northern Heights and Quessy on the branches of government and how they all work in the legislation and whatnot. And then we also went and got a tour of the
Mission 25.
Of Mission 25, and we went to Walmart and shopped for them, and that's pretty much what we did.
Yeah. Questions, Jackson?
No.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there is nothing else, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.